Good morning and welcome to the ICS Live Facebook stream. This morning we have a special guest, and that is Pastor Dardian, who will be teaching us about finding rest in God. Before I hand over to him, we're approaching the end of July, and this is our last service before our summer break. We plan to resume the first Sunday in September. We don't know if we will be back at Hotel Porter, but we will carry on our live transmissions on Facebook and YouTube. So please pray for us in the interim, and we look forward to resuming in September. So I pray that you all have a great summer break, and that you find rest in God and with your family in this season. And with that, I would like to hand over to Pastor Dardian.
Peace of Christ with all of you, brothers and sisters. It's such a joy to again gather together this Sunday to worship the Lord and study His Word. As Pastor Martin said as well, this will be the last Sunday we're gathering for this season, as we'll be taking the month of August off and returning again in the beginning of September. Without further ado, let us go to the Word of God and read the main text for today, which is from Psalm 62. Psalm 62, the Psalm of David. The Word of God says, "My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I'll never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down? This leaning wall, this tottering fence? They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I'll not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Low-born men are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighted on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done." Amen. While I was thinking and praying and asking the Lord what to share with us today, I strongly felt in my heart to speak about rest. So the title of this message is Finding Rest in God, Finding Rest in God. So we'll be speaking about God's rest. And it perfectly fits as well, as a lot of us will be taking some time off, and we'll be in holidays and resting as well physically, which is one of the areas that we were speaking about. But rest and finding rest in God, it's such an important area, topic, for our life. So David does start speaking about the most important one, about our soul finding rest in God, and the struggles, the attacks, the issues, and the things that our soul suffers with in this life that we're living. But even if that's the most important, I'll start with maybe the most obvious. So I'll start as the first one of the three, about our physical rest, finding a rest physically. And it's an important area as well, and a lot of us neglect, a lot of us abuse with, but there is such a wise principle behind it, to take a time during the day which we rest with our family, refresh our energies, and we're truly there, not exhausted or tired, but to truly have that time to rest with our family, have a time alone and thank God for those opportunities, and not be half there, not be tired, but to truly be there and enjoy that time and give our body rest and be thankful to God for that. As well, during the week, have a day, as the Word as well instructs us, advises us, have a time during the month, have a time during the year, that I hope many of you will do as well, even under these circumstances. But just have those different times that we give our body the right time to recharge. And as well, we know that from 24 hours, we sleep around 8 hours. And the Lord has said sleep as well to recharge our batteries and give us rest. But for the physical rest is an important element. And sometimes we think that our body can do more, and we say yes and yes, and we do things and we take commitments, and we say, oh, this is one time, this thing is another time, and we make exceptions, and those things add up, and then on the long run we see the consequences and we suffer. See how Spurgeon put it, one of the greatest preachers. He says, rest time is not waste time. It is economy to gather fresh strength. It is wisdom to take occasional furlough. In the long run, we shall do more, but sometimes doing less. So sometimes we should say no. Jesus said no. We should say no to things because we stick to a principle to give rest to our body, to give a time to our family, be thankful to God for that, and not to be reached through the phone, through emails and other ways, but to truly have our mind focused on that and giving the rest to our body and enjoy activities with our family and our friend. But our body needs that. And there is a really important principle behind it. So I would advise you to work on that if you're struggling, and it takes time and it takes discipline and the help of God to do that. But the results and the fruits of it are really good. And you'll be thankful, and as well the family will be thankful. You'll really find joy in the Lord through that as well. The second one is finding rest in God for our mind and our heart. So the mental rest, which is connected as well with the third one, with finding rest for our soul. But the second one is a lot as well about the worries of life, the worries of work, the worries of ministry, the problems in the family, the issues we cannot resolve, the different things. And a lot of times we fall in the patterns of the past to try to resolve those things in our own strength. Try to think a solution, trying to feel, and a lot of people try to find satisfaction and rest in different things and distractions, in the riches of this world, in the entertainments of this world, but nothing of those gives us true rest. Our rest lies in looking to the Lord, not to ourselves or to things around us. So I would really advise you that, I know it's not easy as that, just saying it, but to truly ask the help of God and through the Word to find rest for your mind, find rest for your heart. They need rest. They need to continually be restarted and recharged and refreshed and cleaned by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, to take those worries and burdens away that we can never carry. Look what Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28 and 29, a very famous passage. He says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. This is as well for each one of the three areas that we need rest and finding rest in God, but is an invitation that Jesus gives us. It is in the Word of God that many times we forget. But let's be quick doers of that, that we do it fast, and we never take things on our own hands and try to control things and try to find solution or just struggle and be hurt from what people say, what people do, as David as well is saying, you know, what people are saying to him, what they're doing, what do they try, and the evil in the world that as well influences so many people. Not to stress in those things, but to trust Jesus, go to him, ask that we focus to him and not to those things, and we find rest in him as he has promised and surely gives us, which we take those heavy, heavy burdens that we could never carry, we cannot carry, and we will never be able to carry, but only God can. Obviously, in this time of tribulation and pandemic and problems that we face, and the economical crisis and the worries of life definitely make us tired and make us stressed and worries. But John Chrysostom, he said, if there were no tribulation, there would be no rest. If there were no winter, there would be no summer. So we obviously know in our own life we'll have tribulation, we'll have issues, we'll have problems. But don't get stuck in those things. Don't make your life only winter, but let the summer come, the sun come up, and that can only happen through Jesus Christ. And the third one, which David speaks a lot about, is having rest for our own souls. And this is the most important one because it's eternal. It's about this life and the next one. We don't have just a body and a mind and a heart, but we have a soul, we have a spirit, and that gets affected as well from the things of life, but as well from temptations, sins, unforgiveness, as Pastor Martin so well taught us last time. Unforgiveness to not forgive others, or unforgiveness not to forgive ourselves. But the burdens of sin and temptations and attacks of the devil, as David is speaking, but we need to find refuge in God through those things. Find peace in the Lord, find rest in the Lord. And peace and rest are so much associated when we think on the spiritual. That peace, that harmony that we find for our souls and for our lives, it's rest. That's an indicator of resting in God, of being free from those burdens that we could never carry. And Jesus had he had that rest, he had that peace throughout his life, and the example that he sets for us, even in hard times, even in different places, even in the boat in the storm, he was sleeping in peace, trusting the Lord at all times. And of course we have issues in our life in this marathon that we're running, but let's not get stuck in the patterns of the past, but to quickly go to the Lord, ask forgiveness, repent, get the things that burden our soul out, and give it to Jesus, because he alone can give us rest. And when we don't do these things in the three areas, it's us who will suffer. It's our family who suffers, is our people around us who suffer, but the Lord wants to give us rest. Augustine put it so well. He said, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in thee." In each one of these areas, we were made to rest in God, not in the things around us, not in the people around us, not to rely on the things that David mentions, not to rely on, but to rely on the Lord. Be thankful for physical rest. Stick to that what the Lord has taught us. Rest our mind and our heart and give it to the Lord, and as well for our soul, and be thankful for the life that He has given us in Christ Jesus for now and for the whole eternity. So I'll really advise you and pray that you find rest in the Lord in each one of these areas and continually work in discipline by the help of the Lord, through the Word, through the Spirit of God, through godly advice and accountability, to stick to these areas in your own life, not just now in holiday time, but at any time, and in each one of the areas, never forgetting that the rest comes from the Lord, and He should be the center of each one of these. And now I'll pass the word to Pastor Martin, and he will pray for us and give us the benediction and bless us in the name of our Lord Jesus. So I wish you a blessed holiday, and may you find the rest in the Lord. Shalom.
Thank you, Pastor Dardian, for your encouraging message. And I pray that we all would learn the secret of living and moving and having our being in the rest that our Lord Jesus Christ brings, in His holy presence. Please join me in prayer. Yahweh, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we rejoice because your eyes are on the righteous and your ears are attentive to their prayers. Blessed be our God, your steadfast love, it never ceases, because your mercies, they are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. You are our God, we worship you, because you alone are faithful and true. We delight in you, because there's nobody like our God. While we were far away, while we were hidden in the darkness of our rebellion, you came near to us, revealing yourself and rescuing us from the dominion of darkness and bringing us into your kingdom of light. Jesus, gracious, loving God, you died so we could live abundant and eternal lives. We worship you and we humble ourselves before you this morning, because we were the guilty ones and you were innocent. You took the punishment that we deserved and you died in our place. Father God, you made Jesus Christ, who never sinned, to be the sin offering for our sin, so that we could be made righteous with you. Hallelujah. The grave could not hold you, and you rose victorious over death and hell. You are the resurrection and the life. Whomsoever believes in you will live even though they die. And whomsoever lives by believing in you will never die. We thank you, Jesus, that mercy has triumphed over judgment. We can rest in you because we find our refuge under the shadow of your wings. We can hide in the cleft of your rock, our God. We can find rest, O soul, in God alone, because our hope comes from Him. He alone is the rock and our salvation. He is our fortress. Therefore, we will never be shaken. You alone, O God, are an ever-present help in the time of our needs, so we can sleep in peace, because you neither sleep nor slumber. And you send your angels to guard us in our and watch over us in all our ways, because you are our Daddy, Abba, Father, that you love us fully and completely. Thank you, gracious God, for never giving up on us and for always forgiving us so many times and welcoming us back into the kingdom of light, because we know that we're prone to to wander. It is that amazing and boundless grace and love that compels us. And we thank you that we can rest because we do not have to strive, because you've already prepared good works for us to do in advance. You tell us that you clothe the grass of the fields with beauty, and not even King Solomon, in all his riches and all his splendor, looked as good. And you said, "Do not worry, my little flock, how much more will I take care of you? You feed the birds of the air, and how much more, O God, will you take care of your children?" And you tell us not to worry, but to seek first you and your kingdom, and everything else will be provided. We thank you for your precious promises, that the peace that you leave with us, it's my peace, you say, that you give us, and you do not give as the world gives. So you tell us, do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Cast your cares upon me, because I care for you. Never will I leave you, and never will I forsake you. We, your children, receive your peace, and we thank you for your peace, the peace that transcends all our human understanding, a peace that is dependent upon the risen Saviour and not upon our circumstances, a peace that goes beyond all of life's circumstances. Lead us into the good and pleasing, that we may walk in the perfect will of God. And we thank you that we can rest in Christ alone. We can rest in him because we are seated with you in the heavenly realms. We thank you for your precious promises to your church and to your children. There are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. And all of God's people said, Amen. Please join with me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Pastor Dardian, not only for today's message, but his message and support throughout the year. I'd like to thank Nick, Nicola, and Pastor Tim, and Pastor David from the UK, and various other guests that give up their time and resources to bless us. We're told in 1 Timothy to give them high regard for those that teach and preach within our church. So God bless you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for blessing us this season. And to the ICS congregation that are following, and to you, those who are listening to us on YouTube and social media, I pray that you have a blessed summer, that you find rest in Christ alone. And I look forward to September when we resume services. We don't know whether we will be back in church, but we will carry on our live transmissions on Facebook and YouTube. So please join us in the Zoom room for some fellowship after this service. If you need the login credentials, please message us. And God bless you, and thank you for joining us this morning.